He was diagnosed, and it was 53 when he died, and he was diagnosed in November 2012. So he would have been 52. Aye, he was 52 because he only had it for a year. It was quite a quick decline. But also he had MS as well. Prior to that, he had MS for 20 years. So he not only had one incurable disease, but he get kind of struck down with two of them, which is very, it's, your chances of that are like probably more than one in a million to get to have the two of them. So, aye, it's very rare. It did come as a shock. Initially, we thought it was a relapse in his MS, but it quickly became evident that with other symptoms he was getting, that wasn't the case, and that's what it turned out to be, unfortunately. It's a progressive disease, and very quickly he lost the use of his arms and legs, and it affected his speech. And then, like Mace cases, what happens is his swallowing and everything deteriorated. Had to be fitted with a peg feed, and then the last thing to go was your breathing, because all the muscles that you use to breathe, they all deteriorate as well. So that's what happens, and that was it. That was horrendous. It was horrendous for the full family and friends. It's just so hard to see somebody that's just like me or you, up walking and talking 1 minute, then fast forward 6 months to not being able to do that. It was very difficult. It's probably the only positive I can take out of my dad having that illness is that I'm now doing my nursing. I'm training to be an adult nurse. I'm nearly halfway through my training, and prior to that, I was a musician for years. If I was a young boy, and the biggest sort of band that I played in was a band called the Ghosties. And through my dad, we played all over Europe, the UK. We had a bit of success, nationally and stuff like that. And we had a single that went to number 42 in the iTunes rock chart, and blah blah. And just as a consequence, as I said, of the illness, it's just changed my whole life, basically, because I would never have thought in a million years that I would have been training to be a nurse. I really wouldn't. If you'd have told me that a few years ago, I'd have been like, nah, no me. That's probably the only positive I can take out of it. Mm-hmm. We've done loads of things. We've done, like, marathons, Tough Mudder, Great Scottish Swims, charity gig nights, charity football matches. Friends and family have been great. However, there's only so many times that you can keep asking the same people for donations. And we just had to try and think outside of the box to raise more money. And the best kind of music is a great platform to highlight the disease, to highlight how terrible it is, to raise awareness and just to raise money. And with the album, as I say, I'm no longer in the band, but it just, hopefully through that, we'll just be able to highlight my dad's story a wee bit. Because it's been, believe it or not, it's been quite difficult to get the story picked up. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of kind of false promises and stuff that hasn't really came to anything, so it's been quite difficult, but that's what we hope to achieve with the album, and every penny raised will go towards MND Scotland. We've got 100 physical copies which will go really quickly, and then it'll be on sale in iTunes and all the digital media places for the 18th of December.